Happy Halloween!
All Saints Day.
Freddie Kiger, what a great mask.
Yep, unfortunately, I'm not wearing one. That's why it's even more...
That's because your face is already doing that mask thing.
Yeah.
Mine too.
Yeah. Yeah, another one of those look in the mirror like, yeah, this is what I'm dealing with.
It's scary every single day, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey.
Not only on Halloween, but every day of the year.
We're pressing forward, though, however.
Yes, let's do it.
Hope everybody has a great time tonight. Please.
Or Tone Loc would say, let's do it.
Or what would Marvin Gaye say?
Let's get it on.
Yep, okay.
I don't know.
And the Beach Boys would say, let's do it again.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, or Steely Dan.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, hope everybody has fun tonight.
We could go on with that forever.
I know, we could. Have fun tonight. Please be responsible. Please be careful. Please do things that you don't regret. Make other people lament Halloween in town.
Oh, yeah, really.
Please.
Don't do anything
just
destructive.
Have fun.
Don't hurt anybody.
Yeah.
You know, just have fun with it.
Yeah.
And this is kind of a crazy night in Chapel Hill, that's for sure.
Well, you know, the town's done a pretty good job of making it more, I guess, supervised and putting parameters that makes it a little more sane.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're still within. You can have a great time. Have fun.
Yeah. Exactly.
So we're going to do, obviously, a Halloween-like question. You ready? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Here we go, folks.
I'm ready.
If Bela Lugosi was Dracula.
I want to suck your blood.
Yes, blood. Boris Karloff was Frankenstein.
Right.
And Lon Chaney Jr. was the original Phantom of the Opera.
Uh-huh.
Who was the Wolfman in the 1941 movie? This is a little bit of a tricky question.
Who was the Wolfman?
If Bela Lugosi.
Clap for the Wolfman.
It was Dracula. Boris Karloff, Frankenstein. And Lon Chaney Jr. was the original Phantom of the Opera.
Uh-huh.
Who was the Wolfman in the 1941 movie?
And it was not Wolfman Jack.
No. No.
All right.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal. Brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
Who played the Wolfman?
It's a little bit of a tough question because I mentioned his name in the first part of the question.
You did?
Yeah.
It was somebody who played one of those other parts.
Yeah.
Was it Lon Chaney?
That's it. Very good.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
Yeah, Lon Chaney.
Wasn't
Bela Lugosi?
Yeah, I didn't think so.
How do you do a wolf's cry in that accent?
I don't know.
I want to drink your blood.
Oh.
Yeah. Werewolves of London. Oh, in fact, Lon Chaney Jr. was the Wolfman in the 1941 classic. And there had been, in 1935, a movie called Werewolf of London.
Uh-huh.
Way before Warren Zevon. But it wasn't commercially successful. So they put that one in the closet, but they came out in 41 and put Wolfman in the pantheon of scary monsters with Frankenstein.
Yeah.
And the Mummy. And I think the Mummy. I think Boris Karloff may have been the Mummy.
You know one of the worst movies ever made?
What?
Teen Wolf.
Oh, it was horrible.
Remember that from Michael J. Fox?
Yep.
It was horrible.
That was bad.
And, you know.
And then there's been like a remake of it.
And he was supposed to be a great basketball player, but he was horrible.
No, it didn't come across
well.
Yeah,
they need to, you know, when you cast somebody as an athlete.
Yeah.
You know, make sure they actually look like an athlete.
Like,
I don't mean their look.
Kevin Costner
their mannerisms.
Can throw a baseball. He sold the part.
Yeah, exactly.
But no.
Exactly.
It didn't work.
But and I'm not talking about his height or his appearance or anything like that. I'm talking about movements.
Yeah, and his shooting.
Like there's a commercial on TV right now with I forget what it's for, but there's an older guy.
Yes.
And then his son apparently is in the driveway like shooting hoops.
It's one of those drug commercials, right?
Yeah, it is. And he comes in and gets the older guy to go out there. But first you see the son shooting a free throw.
Yeah.
And it just looks, you can tell that guy's probably never picked up a basketball in his life.
No.
And then the older guy comes out and actually looks pretty good.
He looks every year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't hold his follow through very well.
But they didn't make a good choice on that.
That's all right.
You know, but I digress.
That's okay.
Which is awesome.
I didn't mean to get you wound up on it. Trick or treat, Ron. Trick or treat.
Yeah, same to you, buddy. Happy Halloween.
Everybody have fun. Be safe.